prepare this one. I would say now, this is the way I've learned it, but is it what you envisioned hearing when you wrote it? And he'd say, no. But he said, I like what you're doing better than what I had thought should be done there.
So you were editing his stuff?
No.
Interpreting.
I guess your interpretation.
Oh, okay. It's like, I didn't write it that way, but I like the way that you play it that way.
Kind of how Harry Potter was taken from J.K. Rowling and built upon by the fans.
Yeah.
And then J.K. Rowling said everyone was gay. And then ruined it.
It got a life of its own.
Yes, but at that point, you gotta let go. You gotta let go of your baby once you publish it. Because then it's the world, it's not yours anymore.
The work takes a life of its own. And I find it interesting, too, you mentioned him being Jewish, and yet he was the voice of, like, the American West, which we don't normally associate with Jewish culture in America.
And undoubtedly, there were lots of Jews in the American West.
Now, of course. And there were blacks, too.
Of course. In fact, blacks probably were the majority of cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or black or
Hispanic. Yeah. I think the only movie to really bring that out is maybe Blazing Saddles or Django Unchained.
Well, that's quite a contrast.
Yeah.
Well, Blazing Saddles, both of them are wonderful comedies.
Yeah.
I could watch them now.
Django is not a comedy.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, it's got some funny bits, although it's kind of dark.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, when the director lets himself get blown up, there's at least an implication of humor in it.
Well,
the joke is that he wrote all those movies so he could get an N-word pass.
Yeah.
Full of cruelty.
Yeah.
He had to escape.
Now, Mr. Cat on the floor is just waiting for